Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, this is front and centre, this story today. Of course, it's about a big hub getting underway this week, and I'm looking at actually the convention centre. Everyone says, oh, yeah, but it's a construction site. No, it's not entirely given over to construction. I mean, there's still about, I don't know, 500 workers there, but that's not going to be a problem for you if you're coming in to our central hub over the next 4 weeks. It's critically important. We transmit an image of a COVID-safe community up here, given that we've really got to attract a whole lot of tourists back to far north Queensland when they're ready to go out for another travel adventure. It's taking a hell of a long time. Now, it says here in the Cairns Post, rolling up your sleeve to get vaccinated in Cairns could land an unexpected bonus with a feast of prizes and treats up for grabs. The health service, for example. This is terrific. This is Don Mackey, Executive Director of Medical Services. Now, he's encouraging people to book for a spot at the Convention Centre Mass Vaccination Hub with only a third of the slot currently taken. See, and once again, people, oh, I'll get around to it. Oh, I'll go the third weekend. No, they want to get as many people through as possible, please. Now, what Don is saying is there's various attractions apart from being COVID safe. One of the prizes included is the chance to win a one-night stay in a Flynn Sea King room with breakfast. This is Joel Gordon over at Flynn making this possible. This is a great idea. So it'll be a very special weekend with breakfast for two being offered at Crystal Brook. But this is what Don Mackey said. He's normally talking about, you know, medical issues, very complex and important medical issues. He said, listen, we've got some prizes for people, so there'll be a prize draw for people coming in. There's going to be food here available, said Don. It's going to be a bit of a fun event as well as getting people immunised. Now, it goes on to say the aim of the weekend is to get 1,500 people immunised a day, to get as many people vaccinated to ease the burden on businesses currently struggling. Well, I won't go on with that because I've got Jane Jordan on the line. Now, Jane is COVID-19 yeah. Program Nursing Director over at our Cairns Hospital. Jane Jordan, good morning.
Good morning.
Isn't it funny hearing Don Mackey talk about prizes? Oh, we got some food here too. Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. And then he gets, we're getting people immunised. I think it's terrific. Look, we've really got to get this thing off the ground this weekend and the next weekends, haven't we, Jane?
Yes, we certainly do. Yeah, it is like Don said, it's going to be a fun event, hopefully with a really nice atmosphere. And can I just make a comment about the Cairns Convention
Centre? Of course.
I'm actually sat in it right now. We're setting up the vaccination booths as we speak. Mm. So it's far from a construction site. It's absolutely quite awesome. And as a nurse and a vaccinator myself, I'm looking forward to vaccinating in this environment. So, yeah.
What does a booth look like, Jane?
So it's just like a square, nice, very private little room.
Yep.
So, you know, a lot of vaccination centres are quite open, whereas we've set this up with nice individual booths. Mm. So you can cut, and there's enough room. I'm actually stood in one at the moment. Mm. You can actually come, if I get a family come in, I've got enough room to have a family and I can vaccinate them all in one go.
Now, Don Mackey in this article says, please book now for a spot at the Convention Centre Mass Vaccination Hub, with only a third of the slot currently taken. So people are just, well, they're not necessarily reluctant. They're just not realising how important it is to get these numbers up.
I think so. And look, John, you know, even if they don't, with the mass vaccination here at the Convention Centre, we are accepting walk-ins as well. Mm. So if you don't get round to doing that and you go, oops, I need to go along, please come along and we will register you on the day and we will get you in and get you vaccinated.
Now, let's talk about what the term walk-in actually means, because I must admit I was at walk-in the other day too, but I rang up and said, could I come in at such and such a time? And they said, definitely. And I walked in and there was, I think, one lady in front of me at the counter at the pharmacy, yep. And within 3 minutes I was giving information, which went into the computer, etc. Another 5 minutes later I got the jab, and another 2 minutes after that I was out the door. So it takes up, on that basis, very little time. I think if we can say to people, look, if you're internet-averse or whatever, don't worry, you can walk in. If you don't have a heck of a long time to spend, give them a phone call first. Can you ring in, by the way, and do it that way, or do you have to just turn up, Jane?
Yeah, no, you can do either or, like you say. So like, we do have people that do find it quite challenging to do that phone call and go through the internet. So please do come in. On the day, we've got lots and lots of volunteers that will help people because we do, like you say, when you come in, we will get people to register and to enter some details. That really helps us as vaccinators when you actually come through, because you've already pre-registered and we've got some of that information there. Either or, you can actually phone up or, like you say, walk in and we will start the process. The minute you come and you're standing in the queue, we'll start to get you registering from there.
Now, Don said there's going to be food here available. Would an avocado raspberry vinaigrette be a bit too much to ask for?
Probably. But we're doing our best, John. We are doing our best. we are going to have the radio here as well and some food stalls. It's going to be a lovely atmosphere.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, a lot of people go down to Bunnings for breakfast on Saturday mornings. Please go down to the convention centre and have your breakfast there, because Don Mackey said there's going to be food down there, probably a sausage sizzle.
I think we're going to go a bit more than a sausage sizzle.
Oh, wonderful.
So not that I want to put Bunnings off, but yeah, I would say we're in competition with them, definitely.
Oh, I might get my avocado vinaigrette yet. Okay. All right. Now, once again, Jane, let's just step through the situation. If you are driving into the city, into the central hub, as we'll call it for the moment, where should people park? There's a big parking space just opposite the convention centre on the other side of Sheridan Street. Is that the main focal point?
There is. So you can actually park underneath as well. But if you can't get a spot there, then you can park across the road into that big parking spot there. Yeah, we're doing Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I would think Friday will be a bit more busier, I would think. But definitely at the weekends, well, there should be plenty of parking spots. Not to put you off on a Friday, because there will be parking spots underneath.
Now, the times on Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay, so on Friday, we're starting at 7 o'clock in the morning and we're going through until 7 o'clock in the evening. Mm. Same again on Saturday. And then on Sunday, it will be 8 until 4.
8 till 4. Okay, gee, this is important. Please listen closely and please get along and support this effort. It's for our community. It's for all of us. Jane, this has been a really good update. Thank you. We'll do it again, if you don't mind, tomorrow and Friday, because we've got to keep the word out there, keep it in front of everybody, remind them, otherwise people forget.
Absolutely. We must get our community vaccinated.
Yeah. Good on you, Jane. Thank you. Jane Jordan, what a delightful accent. COVID-19 Program Nursing Director at Cairns Hospital. 21 past 10.